Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. This next episode should be a short one, and it's titled Five Brilliant Questions to Ask Your Boss. Hopefully it'll be short. I won't waffle too much. So let's dive in. Here are the five questions I think you should ask your boss. When I say ask your boss, probably ideally somebody who's an actual owner of the business. So this may be, I guess, more relevant to smaller businesses, perhaps than particularly large businesses, because I guess the question may be slightly more complicated with larger businesses, albeit, you know, depending on where you are and where you who you have access to within a larger business, it may still be certainly relevant, but certainly possibly more relevant to see small to medium-sized outfits. So first question to your boss, what do you want out of the business? So what are they driving for? What are they after? You know, how old are they now? When do they want to retire? How much money do they want to earn? You know, do they want to drive around in a Ferrari? Do they want to own a house on the south coast of France? You know, what do they want? What are they driving for? What's their ambition about the business? What reward do they want out of the business fundamentally? You need to understand, you know, where they're driving, what their passion is for the business, where they almost need the business to get to give them those set of rewards. Hope that one makes sense. Second question to ask your boss, where do you see the business in 5 years? So this is a critical one. If they say about where we are now, about kind of same size, I guess what you need to reflect on is, well, where does that leave me? Where do I go in the business if fundamentally the business is going to remain the same size? Now, dependent on the business, you know, look, if it's certainly a business circuit, 200 plus people, there's probably going to be a continued degree of churn. So it may not be that, you know, you will not be without opportunity in that size of business, depending on how many offices they've got and, you know, how much growth there is in each office and what your role is in that particular office, etc. You know, that probably takes a bit more time to unpack. But fundamentally, I'm always nervous about businesses that kind of don't want to grow. And that's, well, not nervous, sorry, I'll take that back. That's fine for the owners if that's what they want and they're getting sufficient returns each year in terms of dividend or drawdown. But for any individual such as yourself who's looking to advance your career, it's very difficult to do so, however good you are, if the business does not grow itself. Question three to ask your boss. What change do you see coming in the industry and what do you intend to do about it? Now, I would bloody well hope that whoever you speak to who owns a business at the moment recognizes that there is a lot of change coming in the world. Technology is moving at a rapid pace at the moment. And so ideally you want to hear that your boss does have a plan. They are prepared to invest some of the money sat on the balance sheet of the business to make sure that the business remains kind of fighting fit for those changes that are coming down the line. It should worry you massively if they do not see much change coming in the industry and that they think, you know, it's, you know, the old kind of mentality, you know, we've got by this way for the last 50 years, you know, construction won't change much. It's absolute rubbish. It will. So if your boss has that kind of mentality, I think, frankly, that should worry you. Question number four to ask your boss. What is your strategy around succession planning? Problem particularly I find with a lot of businesses actually of all sizes, but in particular small to medium sized businesses, is that there isn't really a great plan around succession planning. I think there's almost kind of an unconscious bias that leaders of businesses have that they think they can continue to do it better, that they almost have a kind of blinkered lack of faith about what other individuals in the business can do. And invariably it's what leads a lot of businesses to properly plateau, stagnate, go backwards, is because there's no succession planning, because the current group of equity holders, leaders of the business, kind of lack confidence in the people under them to be that next succession to them. And if they don't have that succession plan, if they're not actively pursuing developing people like yourself or others, and that means both internally in terms of spending a lot of their time with you, but perhaps externally as well in terms of upskilling you, perhaps gaining you additional qualifications. I don't know whether that would be something like becoming a chartered member of the Institute of Directors, maybe doing an MBA, wherever it may be, just additional training and development, so that they are confident that the plan exists in terms of the succession plan exists within the current crop of people. And if not, again, then you need to worry about that, I think. Okay, the last question. This was a bit more of a cheeky one, and maybe, you know, maybe a bit more slightly tongue in cheek in terms of how you ask it, but. You know, equally could be a serious question as well. And this question is to your boss, what would I have to do in this business to get your job? And that probably ties in to the succession planning piece. You know, what do they expect? How do they expect an individual to prove that they should be sat at the top table of that organization, that they should be part of the senior leadership team? You know, what what do you have to prove? Is it that you bring in X number of clients and X number of fees? Is it that you help the business innovate? You know, what is it? What are those pieces of the puzzle? And I think, frankly, what you'll find 9 times out of 10, particularly for small to medium-sized businesses, it will be about growing the business, growing turnover whilst doing it profitably. That's probably what you'll come to. It will probably come down to developing new clients, new regions, new sectors is probably where it will come as to how you would get that seat at the top table. But we're really worth asking your boss that question. Okay, so I think that has been a relatively short one. So just to rerun those again, 5 brilliant questions to ask your boss. What do you want out of the business? Where do you see the business in 5 years? What change do you see coming in the industry and what do you intend to do about it? What is your strategy around succession planning? And lastly, what would I have to do in the business to get your job? I hope that's been a useful and thought-provoking one, folks. I hope you are all brave enough to take some of those questions to your boss, to your senior leadership team, and see what they say. Have a great one. Catch you later. Cheers, bye.